What many call the cost of living, others call the cost of survival. When the price of necessities like housing, for example, utilities and food increase, the potential for dealing with that cost for some decreases. How much of an issue is this for people and families in New Jersey? That's revealed in a report from the United Way, which my next guest is here to share the results of. It's called the ALICE Report. ALICE stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained Employed. She is the director of the United Way ALICE Project. Stephanie Hoops, how are you today, Stephanie?
Good morning. Nice to talk to you.
A couple of websites for you to find out more about what we are about to talk about with Stephanie, UnitedWayAlice.org, is where you can see the report, not just for New Jersey, but every state, as if you're listening on the stream. And for more information about the United Way in Northern New Jersey, UnitedWayNNJ.org. So I briefly hinted to what it's about. Give us some detail. What is the purpose and the mission of the ALICE report?
So we measure what it actually costs to live in every county in New Jersey, and then measure how many people earn below that. And the purpose is to fully understand the number of families facing financial hardship in our state. The federal poverty level only scratches the surface of that, being such a low number and New Jersey being a high cost of living state. So instead of seeing 10% of households in poverty, we find with the ALICE measure, another 28% of households are struggling. So actually, 38.5% of households in New Jersey can't afford that basic survival budget.
Now, it's certainly going to vary county by county and even household to household, but by and large, is the increasing challenges for financial survival in New Jersey due to increased costs or lower salaries?
So it's both, and that we have to look at both sides of that equation. I think one thing that surprises people is that that basic survival budget, and that includes just housing, childcare, food, transportation, health care, taxes, and for the first time we added the cost of the bare minimum cell phone. So the bare minimum for those is increasing faster than the overall rate of inflation and certainly faster than wages. In fact, for a single adult, it increased by about 16%. For a family of four, it increased by 28% from 2010 to 2016. Inflation was 9%, and most wages are flat. So you can see these families are really getting squeezed just trying to get by.
And it's always pointed to the salaries for a lot of reasons, saying that, you know, I mean, we've seen the $15 minimum, and people want more than that. Certainly, at least my belief is, because so many people in New Jersey are employed by small businesses, those business owners would love to pay $15, $20 an hour, but truth be told, they just can't do it and maintain the number of jobs that they have in their business. So that's probably another part of the equation.
It is, and more than half of people work in small businesses in New Jersey, so we definitely need to pay attention to that. On the other hand, when people certainly at this low end earn more, they spend it right away. So it might also contribute to some economic growth. And getting that rate right is tricky, especially with the cost of living varying across the state. So let's just take one example, a retail salesperson. That's the number one occupation in New Jersey. There are over 130,000 retail salespeople. They on average earn $10.91 an hour.
Okay.
So that is not enough to support even that basic household survival budget.
Because the stat for a single person alone is, according to the report, $13.32 an hour. And if you are a family with one infant, one preschooler, for example, that rockets up to $37.37 an hour that you would need just for bare bones survival, never mind extras and throw a party every so often.
Right, and you make a good point of what's not included in that budget. There's no eating out. There's no vacation. There's no birthday present. It's a really tough way to live.
I was looking at the report county by county, and people would be surprised because you would think the more rural a county is, the more at least the trends would show a worsening situation. That's not always the case. For example, you look at Warren County, which is certainly on the rural side, I guess you could say, in Sussex County even. And they seem to be at least flatlining. Warren County maybe slightly improving in the financial statistics. But if you look at the more urban areas where you would think, well, more businesses, more retail, more cash flow, maybe a better chance for pay, those are some of the worst and increasingly worse areas.
Right. Well, we do know Alice lives in all counties in New Jersey. Some of our rural counties with the lower population are definitely, you know, holding flat. But I think in part that's because of population movement, that they are actually losing some population, and people who stay are people are leaving for better economic opportunity, perhaps. So it's hard to fully gauge what's happening.
I mean, I was looking, for example, in, let me just scroll through here real fast. What was the one I saw? Atlantic County, which you would think maybe because you think of Atlantic City and that region is pretty much on the downside. If you look at those in the poverty level, it basically flatlined 12%, 13%, 14% from 2010 to 2016. Yeah, if you look in Bergen County, I believe that was a little more of an uptick of, let me just scroll here real fast.
It's fun to play on the website, so I'm glad you mentioned the website. It's www.unitedwayalice.org, and you can click on these different counties, and up comes the map of just that county, and then you can drill down further into sub-counties or zip codes.
Yeah, but Cumberland,
I encourage your listeners to go and check it out.
And it was Cumberland County I was thinking of. They've, over the course of 2010-2016, drifted up from 15% to 19% of a poverty level. It seems like southern New Jersey seems to be the as far as, if you want to look at a general trend to the wrong direction, seems like southern Jersey is the hot spot.
So southern Jersey, especially, you know, Cumberland County only has 50,000 households. Where, you know, you look at Essex and it has 280,000 households. So there's, you know, a different scale going on here. But there are challenges in rural counties and sparsely populated counties, just as there are in urban counties. And sometimes they're different. And so for Cumberland, you often have to drive a long way to get to your job. So even though the cost of living is lower, you still have some other costs, or your cost of housing might be lower, but your transportation costs might be higher. And then just the availability of jobs is a real challenge in some of those southern counties.
That was Devaney Hoops, who is the director of the United Way Alice Project, unitedwayalice.org. And for Northern New Jersey, unitedwaynj.org is the website. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. That's something, too, in the breakdown. Each county has its employer statistics as far as small business, to what degree, large firms, the salaries that the businesses are on the average paying. If you look at, what was I just scrolling into right now, in Gloucester County, you see some pretty good job opportunities down there. Small firms on the bottom line, $33,500 to $43,400, and the large firms, and by the way, the small firms are just above the largest number of employers for Gloucester County. If you look at the large firms, averaging salary of $47,500, and they're about $9,000, $10,000 below as far as jobs created for Gloucester County. That's I guess that's something, too, for, you know, when we talk about how these reports are useful for the politicians, the policymakers, decision makers at all levels of state and local government. But I guess for someone who is looking for trying to better their personal situation, to scroll through this report and say, okay, there's a county, it looks like there's more opportunities than where I am right now, might be something to look into.
Right. So there are sometimes opportunities in other counties, and a lot of people do commute outside their home county to work. It does add some expense if you have that travel cost, so that's something else to keep in mind. And a lot of people can't move. They have family responsibilities that keep them in one location and also impact the number of hours that they can work. So people are juggling a lot of challenges in this modern economy. And I think some of that's reflected in these statistics.
I think it was Morris County which showed the greatest growth of above Alice, those in the Alice threshold from 2010 to 2016. It went from 18 to 24%, where the above Alice threshold actually went down from 77 to 71%, which is certainly not the direction you want to have your specific county be going.
So that's interesting that you say that. So in a way, Morris County is kind of catching up. It's definitely one of the wealthiest counties in our state. and has among the lowest percent of households below that ALIS threshold. So, you know, we were just looking at Cumberland County, where it's all 60% below that ALIS threshold. In Morris, it's about 29%. So even though they've had an increase over this supposedly recovery period from 2010 to 2016, they're still far better off than some of the other counties.
Julie, it's a fascinating report, very telling, too, of the specific counties, the trends, the opportunities, and the challenges that families and residents will be facing in each and every county, which you can see over at UnitedWayALIS.org. You can look up New Jersey and the other states. Not every state does now's report, by the way, but New Jersey, fortunately, is one of the few. But if you're looking, listening on the stream, you can find whether or not your state does an ALIS report as well and find the similar statistics for your use and education. For United Way Northern New Jersey, UnitedWayNNJ.org. She is the director of the United Way ALIS Project. Stephanie Hoops, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me. Really interesting discussion.